Blackstone Audio presents The Night Searchers by Marcia Muller. This book is read by Laura Hicks. Starting over when you've pretty much lost everything dear to you in a material sense is one of the most difficult things a human being can do. In my case, I'd lost my home on Church Street, where I'd lived for over 2 decades, and all that was in it, to fire. Also my car, and almost my life. On the other hand, nobody had died, my neighbors' houses hadn't been damaged, and even my cats had survived unscathed. For those blessings, I'd thanked God. As a long-ago lapsed Catholic, I don't thank God frequently or easily. The list of things, some irreplaceable and some not, included photographs and mementos, my diplomas from high school and UC Berkeley, my favorite books, records, tapes, and DVDs, my collection, no, proliferation of unusual paperweights now cracked or shattered, my other collection of sequined baseball caps, red, gold, black with silver stars, the bookends, 2 rabbits purchased years ago at great cost from Gumps by High, that supported my Webster's unabridged dictionary, the dictionary itself. I seldom used it anymore, the internet being quicker and easier, but sometimes I browse through it, picking up esoteric etymology. What is the esoteric etymology for devastation? High and I are more fortunate than most disaster victims. We own 2 other homes. The ranch he inherited from his stepfather in the high desert country.